Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to what should have been our very first episode of Dark Realms on YouTube. However, technology has got the better of me once more, and when I went to upload it, it simply uploaded the audio. For some reason, the video file was corrupt. And that's obviously completely on me. I'm going to have to spend the next week figuring out exactly how to use this before promising people they will have an episode on video. But what you are about to hear is the audio from the video about today's Dark Realm, Biltmore House, and I do hope you enjoy. Next week we will return with a video, come hell or high water. Hello everyone, and welcome to our very first, and hopefully not the last, video edition as well as podcast edition of Dark Realms. It's the first one for season 19, and today's Dark Realm has been suggested by Amy, one of our wonderful Patreons. And she wanted us to take a look at a house, or should I say, a Dark Realm, near where she lives. So, that's what we're going to do, and please join me as we take a look at the Dark Realm known as Biltmore House. Amidst the country land in Asheville, North Carolina, the Biltmore House stands as one of the grandest symbols of the Gilded Age. Now, the term Gilded Age refers to the late 19th century, an era of immense economic growth and industrialization in the US. However, the moniker, the Gilded Age, coined by Mark Twain and Charles Dudley Warner, suggests a time that appeared prosperous on the surface, but masked deep social inequalities and corruption, created mainly by the elite. And talking of the elite, the beautiful, majestic Biltmore House was commissioned by George Washington Vanderbilt II. This colossal mansion was unbelievably envisioned as a private retreat. He would even refer to it as his little mountain escape. In his eyes, a retreat that would blend true European elegance and true American ambition. But in order to build this little mountain escape, he needed to purchase 125,000 acres of land, which meant absorbing 50 farms and 5 cemeteries. That's just so he could shape the property into the sprawling, luxurious landscape of grandeur it would eventually become. Designed by Richard Morris Hunt and constructed between 1889 and 1895, the estate boasts 250 rooms, including 35 bedrooms, 43 bathrooms, and 65 fireplaces. Designed in a French Renaissance style as a chateau, it remains the largest privately owned house in the US. And of course, with chateau being the French word for castle, even today it's often referred to as the castle of the US. It's surprisingly still under the ownership of the original family line too. On walking inside the Biltmore, you'd find yourself confronted with a sprawling 178,000 plus square feet of interior space. Construction today would cost a staggering $168 million. Vanderbilt, obviously a wealthy, abundant man, travelled around Europe to furnish the colossal structure. Pieces of art, which ranged from Rembrandt to Raphael, rare tapestries, and a grand library containing thousands of hand-selected first editions, show how the European influences made him think and develop the property, this little mountain retreat. Yet beneath its beauty and the opulence, something much darker stirs. You see, the Biltmore House is not just an architectural wonder. It's a place where the past refuses to remain silent. Restless shadows move where no living soul should be. Echoes of voices long since passed slip through its vast corridors. And guests and employees, and of course, paranormal investigators, have all encountered disturbing occurrences, chilling disembodied voices that seem to whisper directly into the ears of anyone who's daring enough to listen, and even eerie spectral figures. Today, we'll look at four of the most unnerving and well-documented hauntings in the Biltmore House. First, we'll look at arguably George's proudest accomplishment at Biltmore, the library itself. We've already discussed he went around Europe buying first editions, and the passion for literature was evident nowhere more than in the Grand Library. It was a sanctuary that contained more than 22,000 volumes. During his lifetime, he would often retreat there, especially during storms, reading by candlelight at a window. And it would seem, even after he passed, in 1914, he never truly left. Staff members have frequently reported seeing a shadowy figure among the towering bookshelves, very often during thunderstorms. As if Vanderbilt himself continues his habit of seeking some type of solace in the library. Some have claimed to feel an unseen presence lingering about the space, whilst others have noticed books inexplicably falling down from shelves. A former caretaker once recounted, "I was shelving books late one evening when I felt a chill, like something had passed right through me. A moment later, a heavy tome slid off the shelf behind me. I spun around, but no one else was in the room." The eerie sense that someone is watching from the darkness has left many people reluctant to be alone in that library at night. Visitors describe the sensation of something or someone standing just behind them, or a whisper of movement in the still air. Yet they turn round and see nothing. More than one guest has spoken of an unsettling pressure on their chest, as if unseen hands were pressing down, making it difficult for them to breathe. Others have reported the feeling of cold fingers lightly grazing the back of their neck, sending icy shivers down their spine. And there's also the distinct sensation of unseen eyes following those who dare to linger too long, as if someone or something still lurks within the dimly lit corridors of that library. Not Vanderbilt himself, but a different, unknown entity, waiting and watching. For what? No one knows. Let's have a quick break to ask you a personal question. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare. You would not believe the amount of things that can mess with our hormones. Even nature likes to put us through hormonal changes, premenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you're meant to suffer through it. And the good news is, you don't have to suffer through it anymore because we now have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows.
Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony sells every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their over 30,000 plus reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
We'll turn our attention to George's devoted wife, Edith. Now, Edith was by all accounts a splendid and beautiful woman. And after George Vanderbilt's death, his widow, Edith, became the vigilant guardian of his vision, ensuring the house remained untouched by time. Also carrying out his final wishes, one of which was that a significant portion of the land was to be dedicated to the forest conservation, leading to the establishment of what is now a part of the Pisgah National Forest. Even in death, George's influence via Edith reached well beyond the estate walls, preserving a piece of the wild Appalachian landscape. Some say Edith's lingering presence is not just to maintain the home, but to guard this final promise, ensuring the forests also remain untouched, just as he intended. It's said that she meticulously carried out his final wishes, but her presence lingers in the halls long after she passed. Staff and visitors alike have all reported a suffocating stillness in the rooms that she would frequent, an unnatural chill in the air, as if these unseen eyes are watching them. Some even claim to have glimpsed a figure of a woman dressed in a mourning black dress and veil. Visitors and staff passing through the library and hallways have reported hearing a soft, disembodied voice call out, "George," as if Edith is still searching for her husband. Paranormal investigators have attempted electronic voice phenomena, or EVP sessions, in those areas. Some claim to have captured faint whispers resembling her voice. Breathy, distant, yet undeniably there. Employees closing up the house for the night have described experiencing chilling sensations in the hallways, an unnatural weight in the air seeming to press against them, the unmistakable yet indecipherable sound of a woman's voice, melancholic and searching, drifting through the silence. Sometimes these experiences are accompanied by a fleeting co-tap, or corner-of-the-eye phenomena, shadowy figures that disappear just as you turn to look at them. One worker described the experience like walking into a room where someone had just been crying, the air thick with sorrow, like you felt you should apologise and just leave. Ridiculous for a completely empty room. The Biltmore House was no stranger to lavish celebrations. Its banquet halls and ballrooms once played host to some of the most extravagant gatherings of the era. But some say the revelry never truly ended. There are numerous accounts which describe the unmistakable sounds of a grand party echoing throughout the mansion, long after any guests have departed. Workers conducting late-night maintenance have heard the sound of clinking glasses, laughter, soft music. They find when they follow these sounds, they're led to a closed door of a banquet room, and peeking in, they see nothing but the darkness of an unused room. One former caretaker reported the unsettling experience of walking into the main dining hall, only to hear the sound of the chairs scraping against the floor, as if unseen guests were pulling up their seats at the grand table. These ghostly echoes seem to replay themselves like a broken record. The phenomena with the overused title of Stone Tape Theory. The idea parties long since ended somehow etched their celebrations into Biltmore's very walls, replaying at night only for the right people. Arguably the most chilling location in the Biltmore house is the indoor swimming pool. Reputedly the most paranormally active part of the home. Now drained of water, but still brimming with supernatural energy. The deep tile chamber was a marvel of its time. Complete with underwater lighting, changing rooms, yet despite being empty for decades, visitors and employees have all reported hearing the sound of water splashing, playful laughter, screams echoing against the stone walls. Some claim to have heard their own names whispered as they stood teetered near the edge of the now empty pool. Others have seen misty apparitions, seeming to flicker in and out of existence in the dim lighting. One of the most unsettling encounters involved the tour guide, who, whilst locking up for the night, heard what sounded like someone diving into the non-existent water. Quickly, he went to check and found the pool completely empty, as well as the room itself. The beautiful Biltmore House, for some, stands as a monument to wealth, ambition, and the American dream. For others, it stands for greed and capitalism. The chasm between the haves and have-nots. And still for others, it stands in all its grandeur as a testament to a spectral history that refuses to be ignored. From shadowy figures and unknown entities in the library, to phantom whispers in the swimming pool, and the literal echoes of long-forgotten celebrations, the Biltmore home carries an undeniable energy, a lingering presence of those who once lived, danced, and walked those expensive halls. Whether you're a skeptic or a believer, one thing is for certain. At the Biltmore House, the past never truly rests, and nor should it. It is, after all, only a little mountain escape. Thank you for joining me on this look at this wonderful building. I'll see you hopefully on YouTube next week, or on the Dark Paranormal podcast feed for yet another journey into a dark realm. And until then, stay safe and take care.